Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
I really did think what Preston said about the Milwaukee Bucks and Coach Bud was interesting there, that basically, like, Coach Bud, like, can't screw it up this year. Or can he?
Right. But it, like, they, like, tried to take the car keys away from him. They, like, tried to take him away.
It at least made me think a little bit. What do you think about what he, because I'm still anti-Milwaukee. And look, at the end of the day, Coach Bud still does have the keys to the car. And I don't like that. I don't want him driving the car. So I still don't like Milwaukee. But that at least made me go, just a little bit. I thought it was a good explanation. I don't know if I agree with it, but right. I thought the explanation was good.
I think there's always a moment that occurs for anybody who is in the sports betting content space, who makes their own numbers. And that point is it's easy to come on. And Preston, I think, even alluded to this. Basically, like, it's easy to come on and be like, I make the game this, or I make the series this price, or I make this, you know, especially talking in the future about hypotheticals, the game would be this, the game would be this, the number would be this. When it actually comes time to place the bet, does that mean you would place the bet, or does that not mean you would place the bet? And there were two situations in that interview, and he acknowledged it. This is not like bashing him after the fact. Like, this is the struggle. You know, if it's Milwaukee Philly and it's like a pick 'em series and your numbers love Milwaukee, does that mean you're betting them? Cause like you're coming on and telling us you kind of like Milwaukee's this, and you know, like, if you look at numbers, they're great. And he did the same thing with Phoenix. Like, my numbers are going to say bet Phoenix in these games. But when the series price is released and we know who the opponent is, is your money going on Phoenix? Like, yes or no? You know, like, is there skin in the game or not? I think that's always an interesting thing with NBA. That's always that is a sport where I struggle a lot with my numbers versus, like, are these valuable to bet on? College basketball, bet the totals, bet the numbers, bet sides, bet the numbers. Like, I have no issue. Don't bat an eye whatsoever, because it works and I know they win. Even some NFL stuff, same thing.
I would say NFL, you're like, you're pretty, like, locked into your numbers with the NFL. Yeah, which, by the way, it's a good thing because right. They won a lot.
College football, same thing. You know, last year I took the year off, obviously, but like,
remember,
these are all very
football. Remember college football this year?
I'm so excited. I have, like, notes written for next month. One of my things for next month is to reopen all the college football stuff and basically, like, get it sanitized from last season, and, like, really, like, all right, how am I looking at last season whatsoever? Am I just ignoring it? Like, what am I doing? And just getting That's back exciting. Up to speed on all these teams, which should be fun. But the point is just, the NBA is one of those sports where I feel like when we get to playoff time and it's team A versus team B, and this is going to happen with the Lakers. This is going to happen with Milwaukee, anybody in the second round or the third round, if they make it, the price isn't going to look like maybe what your number says. And what do you do in that situation with the Lakers? This is definitely going to happen.
Why do you think that is, that it's the NBA more than other sports?
Well, because I think in the NBA, like, you make your number almost based on, like, two things: what the teams actually do on the court in the regular season and what the market thinks of the teams before the game start during the regular season, closing line and total together to make, like, a win probability projection. When no one plays, you have limited information to make those projections. the market loves Utah. Like, they're Utah's favored by a billion in every game. Phoenix is favored by a lot in every game. You know, Phoenix played Milwaukee last night, you know, pretty close to full strength, both sides. Milwaukee was the home team in the game. If you count home court advantage for anything right now, it's basically like the two teams are equal, and Milwaukee's frequently rated as the best team in the league. Last year, they were absolutely rated the best team in the league. So what happens in the regular season, like, that's what we have to use almost. So trying to create like a Lakers projection, a Nets projection, when we get to a series, there's always something extra built into those series. It's not intangible, but it's more like we know better. Like, we know that the superstars will eventually be better than the team that they're playing against. You know, like, we know that LeBron's team should always intuitively be favored over an opposition. We know that the Warriors should always be a little more than we think when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant were on the team than what we kind of, you know, maybe have our numbers say. So that's one of the reasons I think the NBA series are just really interesting. But Preston alluded to that in his interview. He gave you two examples where you try to make a number on a series, but your brain basically tells you, like, why would you do that? Like, you know better, brain, or you know better, Preston. Like, you know, just think through it a little bit more and maybe you'll come up with the right answer.
What is your level of excitement about the NBA playoffs?
I mean, it's not like super high. Like, I'm excited to watch the NBA playoffs more than as a viewing experience. It's one of my favorite things. I don't know how great it's going to be to bet on some of these series early, because we get really excited and then three of the four series are like minus 1,000 or more. And it's like, all right, well, what am I? I'm never betting the dog.
We can bet on the games.
And, right. Individual game, the play-in, I'm very excited to bet on. I think the play-in will be really fun.
I think I might be the most excited person on the planet for the play-in. I feel like I talk about it more than anyone does. And I don't know why. Right. I feel like it's like one of the last interesting things that's left, because like, we don't know what's going to happen. And like, I'm going to turn this into like, I am turning these play-in games, just so everyone knows, into game 7 of the World Series.
Well, I appreciate that. And to make things better, I think in that regard, I mean, you're about to go away for a few days. I'm taking a week of vacation that literally ends the weekend of the play-in, like the weekend at the end of the regular season. So I go on vacation. My first day back on the show is the first night of the play-in, I think.
What days are your vacation?
May 10th to the 15th.
Okay.
Or 10th to the 14th, whatever that week is that starts the 10th, Monday to Friday.
I might go to SneakerCon in Dallas in May.
Oh, really? Wait, that's a thing? It's called SneakerCon?
It's existed for a long time. And like the sneaker and streamer thing I do.
They call it SneakerCon? Yeah,
SneakerCon, yeah. It's in Dallas. Okay. And I think we may do a show from there.
We being...
Me and, you and Marissa Hill, the girl that I do.
Oh, okay. Well, she's got to be college. She's an influencer. I mean, this has got to be her.
She's
this is a big networking event. Yeah.
And like legit influencer. Like, she's on like K-Swiss's like Instagram Live.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's a lot going on here. Right. Exactly. Yeah. What would be the best part about going?
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You get free stuff?
Cloud.
Okay. Meet a lot of people like you.
Meet people, like, get my name out there. Tyler Wright, the COVID. Hopefully not. I'll be vaccinated, so hopefully no COVID.
Right.
Yeah, funny line, that. Though. Yeah. When I say cloud, I mean, like, going and meeting people and, like, getting my name more out there in the space. Networking, yes.
Okay.
I'm also, like, I also, like, kind of, like, really love all the stuff. So, like, I'll probably buy a pair of sneakers while I'm there. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay. Are there sneakers? So, I, you know, for Remember when, like, what were those little, like, action Funko Pop things? Remember those things?
She
were,
like, does that. Thing? She does, like, Funko Pops. That's one of
amazing.
One of the things she reviews.
What I was going to say is the conventions for those, like, Comic-Con and all the, like, offshoots of that, when you go to those, you would get one of those figure, whatever they call them, collectibles. Okay. And you couldn't get it anywhere else. You had to go to the Comic-Con to get the thing. And so it was
probably resell for like $1 million. Correct.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And there were like still like 10,000 of them. They still resold for like $1,000. I had a couple friends who like made a lot of money flipping these things, which is like incredible. I wonder if SneakerCon, is there like a, hey, you get like custom
probably.
Whatever.
I would think so. It won't be right. A pair
but
of
they,
sneakers.
But they can't, right. They can't be that nice. It would have to be something kind of random, I guess. Maybe a brand that's trying to really influence or get their profile up.
So Rick wrote in the chat, I've always been jealous of people getting sent free sneakers. And if I can be completely honest with everyone for a moment, I would like to one day like make money from the side hustle that I'm on. I don't get paid for it. It's totally fine. I enjoy it. It's fun. I like Marissa a lot. I would like to one day get paid for it. Who doesn't like money, right?
Of course.
Ultimately,
and having different areas of expertise too, that you can, you know, like if you want to go from one to the other at some point in your life, you have.
Yeah.
Not, and like, safety honestly, net is like, the wrong word. You have other areas of expertise.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I feel like that's going to happen, which I think is really cool. And like, I'm really happy about it. But like, if all it ever became was like, I got free sneakers and like stuff sent to me, totally okay with it.
Yeah. You think you'd be okay like, with that? You think you'd be okay?
I feel like Kramer and like in the settlement with the coffee company in Seinfeld, sure. It's like, we have your free lattes for life. You got it. Sold.
Right. Like, or like the tobacco companies, like, oh, she called me. We had a powwow. Like, well, what did she offer? No money. Yeah. I don't want any money. That's
what I was like. Just on the billboard. Man. Right, like, yeah. Listen, just send me free sneakers and like stuff like, actually, I don't know. This is going to take us down. I was going to say something that's going to take us in a completely other direction.
Okay.
We'll probably talk some sports. Do we have to?
Do we have to? I feel like I was gonna go in a direction there too with like yeah. So, well, I'm trying to remember what it was now. And now this is gonna go off the rails, but just as like a side thing that you want to do. So sneaker culture, you're going to sneaker. I lost it. Let's do NFL draft. I lost it.
Well, I was gonna say like, look, like I love that stuff and like I feel like I'm like really good at it. So like
right.
I like.
Oh, I got
it. And,
it. I remembered. I remember what it was. But working on Van Pelt, one of the absolute best things working on SVP show was every 2 to 3 months. He would randomly come into the conference room for the meeting and he would just have like 3 boxes and he would come in and he would be like, yeah, I just went by the, and he would, one of those guys who just like, kind of like you, like procrastinator last minute, not like lazy is the wrong word, but like with certain things lazy and checking his mailbox at the work mailbox at ESPN was one of the things.
And I don't check my personal mailbox. I check it like once every 2 months and I have to come in and I'm like weighed down by all the mail that I'm bringing into the house.
Right. And he's just, so he'll come in and he'll be like, yeah, I just went by the mailbox for the first time in like 3 months. And he has all of these like promotional swag things that companies just send him to hope that he promotes it. So some of the stuff is like, if people see the baseball bat that's like on his desk or the football helmet, like a company sent him that, he loved it. So he put it on the desk. But he came in one time with like legit a, like out of Ocean's 11, like the steel briefcase that like Lyman Zerga has handcuffed to him. That's supposed to be like this like weaponry or whatever. And he opens it up and it's full of Bud Light cans for this promotion that they're running, but it's like a steel, like titanium briefcase. It's like the coolest looking Bud Light case every time. And I'm like, who? So like they sent 1,000 of these to people. Like they just sent the, how much money did this cost? And he's like, Van Pelt's bringing it like 3 months later into the conference room. It's like a titanium case of beer. And you know, just like stuff like that was just completely insane where you'd be like, yeah, I have all this crap. Like, does anybody want any of this? Like, I'm just like, I don't want it. And be like, I want that. I want to get all that stuff because I think it would just be fun occasionally.
And I feel like, you know, my style's kind of evolved now where like I actually did buy a pair of sneakers recently, but it was I hadn't bought a pair in like 6 months. I feel like I'm going to wear like loafers and stuff this summer. I feel like I'm becoming
big loafer guy. Okay.
No, I haven't been.
All right.
But I feel like I'm going to be.
How does one become a loafer guy? I don't know.
Rick has a shoe question. Rick, what do you got? Come on.
Okay.
Jay and I talked about this on the I'm Fat podcast, and I was floored at
that is
how
Jay
much...
Zawaski, that is your podcast partner.
Yes, sorry.
Correct.
I was floored how much I was in the minority on this. When you put your shoes on every day, do you tie your shoes or not? Do you just like leave them tied and slip your foot in, yes. Or are you tying them?
Well, trick question. I wear slip-ons like basically every day, but
yes, I never tie. Yes, I have them, leave them tied. And then I just
leave them. My running shoes, I leave tied all the time. I don't retie them.
I retie my shoes every single time I put them on.
Do you untie them when you take them off?
No.
So you put
so you were lazy going out, but not coming on. Basically.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah, I guess I just never I never thought of it, but it's also, I think it's also like one of those things of like having wide feet. I'm like, listen, if I just try and slip my foot in, even if they are my shoes, they won't fit. So I need to, like, you know, open them up. And I also don't like having super loose shoes. I probably wear my shoes a little tighter, like tie.
You got a lot of feet issues, man.
Yeah. See, you have like anxiety about like whether your shoes fit every day, basically.
Yeah, it's not a conscious anxiety every day, sure. But it's just
doing it on a radio show right now. That's why it seems conscious.
Now it is, but I'm just saying, like, when I grab my shoes every day. Yeah, when I grab my shoes every day, it's just like part of the routine at this point. It's not a conscious decision necessarily.
Okay. You a loafer guy?
No, not really.
Well, the question was for Ken, but you can answer it too.
Sorry.
I thought he was about to answer it, so I laid out.
I'm kidding. I just had to take that opportunity. Totally.
I think for those of us, I have one size wide feet too, like not the full width, but more. Loafers are really bad. I had ingrown toenails as a kid. We don't need to get into it, but loafers are bad. Loafers are bad for that stuff.
By the way, Rick, your podcast partner, Jay works at The Score, right?
Correct. He is the executive producer of the Bernstein and Rahimi show.
Is Jay's number 708? I don't want to read his number on the air, but I have a number. I thought
you were about to read his number.
I actually was, and then I was like, I shouldn't do this. So, you know, Ray, and I don't know Ray's last name, and Jay and Shane Reardon, the executive producer of the Parkins and Spiegel show, they all help me every day to record the sports betting minutes that you hear, like, around the people here around the nation. So I have Jay in my phone as Jay Chicago The Score, because that's like we only ever talk about, like, hey, can you help me record this right now? How much do you think, Rick, and I won't take it personally, how much do you think Jay hates getting texts from me? Because the text is always like, I'm in a jam. Can you open up Access Line 4 so I can record this sports betting minute about the Padres and Brewers tonight?
60 seconds mildly. And it's not like at you, it's at the situation that he has to be the one to do it. Like, knowing Jay, he can like separate the fact of like, listen, Nick's is trying to get his gig done. It's the fact that I have to be the one to do this.
Cause so I feel bad having to text people it's like, hey guys, like I have to leave my house in 15 minutes. Eli screwed something up as per usual. And now I have to, like, I'm under the gun. Please. Can you make this?
I have to do those tomorrow, by the way. Spoiler alert. I have to do those the rest of the week.
All right, I would have put you at like plus like 500 to have to do it.
Yeah. I would have also put me at plus 500. And yet the call came. I mean, I'll give you one person could have possibly.
But Eli should do it.
One could have made that argument. I did not choose to push back very much. It's only for 3 days. We'll see how it goes. Right. I can push back later.
We're going to open with this on the other side here, because I have a number of questions for Ken. This is fascinating. And then we'll do some NFL draft to close the show.